For many years, you heard her on Marketplace here on 89.3 KPCC, but she has since become a writer of many popular books of nonfiction. Lisa Napoli will be with us for her latest, focused on the origins of CNN. Hard to believe it's the 40th anniversary of CNN coming up on June 1st. Changed a lot over those four decades, but Lisa will be with us to talk about the history. I still remember my interview with Ted Turner, must be about a decade ago, and fascinating. Man, what a risk taker. Well, we continue on Air Talk with the latest on the mental health challenges presented by the coronavirus, by the safer at home orders, and all the upheaval to our lives that we're facing as a result of COVID-19. Joining us is the Director of Mental Health for Los Angeles County, Jonathan Sharon. Thank you, sir, for being with us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be here.
Let's talk first of all about what your providers within county mental health are seeing that's of greatest concern during this time of COVID-19. What sorts of inquiries or cases are spiking?
Well, I mean, I would say that, you know, as you mentioned broadly, the situation, the disruption in routine, perceived lack of control is provoking a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, depression, irritability. We've seen a significant spike in the number of people who are reaching out to us to get help. We've had to really reinvent our business model on the fly because of physical distancing orders. So that, you know, we've gone from, I would say, 5 to 10% telehealth services to 80 to 90% telehealth services, in order to connect with people. And I will say that in doing that, although it was quite challenging, we've seen an increase in our number of encounters on a month-to-month basis.
I think many of us notice heightened tensions, people driving, walking, going into stores. People are more frayed around the edges as they feel the stress of it. And sometimes we're not even aware of it and find ourselves acting out, I think, because of that unrecognized stress. What advice do you have to us to help recognize that? Because that's really the first step, right, in addressing it.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think there was an initial perception that there, you know, that there's this pandemic and there's going to be a shutdown and then everything will be okay. When the fact of the matter is that, you know, reopening and trying to recover will pose as many, if not more challenges to everybody. And I did jump on and hear the end of Supervisor Barger's comments, which I think are spot on. We have to continue, to recognize our individual role in working together to move out of the pandemic, recognizing that what I would call the second wave or the mental health pandemic will be long standing. You know, the department has made significant efforts to get in front of this. We made available to all 10 million plus county residents an app called Headspace that is really kind of a gold standard. And it helps people to relax. It helps them with meditation, helps with sleep, and is really good in general for the types of challenges folks are seeing. We also have greatly expanded our helpline. And the helpline now isn't just available to connect people to services that they might need, but actually to provide real-time emotional support. And I would really recommend that it be used. And the number for that helpline is 800-854-7771. Another thing we're doing.
And let me just say that's going to be on our AirTalk page, kpecc.org, for people to be able to find that number to call.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Just real quick, but another thing which was heard at the board yesterday is our intention to really invest in communities through what we're calling a community ambassador program, where we'll be looking to help those in their communities be a part of the solution and pay it forward as lay mental health advocates to get education and awareness out in their communities, to help link and provide navigation to those who are not doing well to resources, whether those are resources that are provided by the Department of Mental Health or others. And the amount of unemployment, the amount of needs that really create stressors is so high that we think by going to the communities, empowering the communities to solve problems locally, we will have a greater impact.
And how do you do that? Are you working with local organizations, faith communities, things like that, to sort of deputize people to assist in this effort?
That is the plan. You know, we have what we call community capacity building contracts that are in existence around the county right now. And we're looking to not only up the investment, but also to expand the scope so that we, you know, you call it deputize. I think that's a perfectly fine way to think about it. But we would be training and deploying people locally in their neighborhoods, in their communities, to help as eyes, ears, and supports, you know, as extensions of the Department of Mental Health.
We're talking with Jonathan Sharon. He's the director of Los Angeles County's Department of Mental Health. If you have questions for him, you can ask them through me by calling 866-893-KPECC. You can also place them on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. It seems to me one of the real stressors for families now is kids being home. You know, dad and mom often are trying to work from home if they're fortunate enough to be employed. If they're not, they've got all the financial stresses, even if they are at home, stresses of losing their job, not knowing if the job is going to come back. And then they've got kids who may be doing work at school parents aren't familiar with and can't necessarily help them in the way that they'd like to. And kids are missing the contact with their peers or maybe struggling with what they're trying to learn online. What advice do you have or what resources for parents who find themselves in this situation?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, everyone needs to know that having a response or a reaction to the current scenario is quite normal. And we would expect it. And I think the literature shows it historically and even more recently that significant portions of the population are suffering, particularly from anxiety and from mood swings. And so knowing that, I think in and of itself is an important thing. The other thing to recognize is that our routines in life, as I had mentioned, you know, our sense of control has been disrupted. And what we really in situations like that have to do is to reinforce basic routines of daily living. It's important that people sleep at normal times. It's important that people eat properly. And it's important, you know, that bad habits such as trolling the network, is not necessarily a good thing. You know, there's too much information out there. A ton of it is unreliable. So spending too much time on the television, spending too much time on the internet, probably not a good thing. Reverting to alcohol and drugs, obviously terrible for mental health. The other thing would be always establishing new routines. A lot of people are doing things that they haven't done, hobbies that have been dormant to occupy their time. Reaching out always to connect socially at a time when social connection can be so challenging. And on those along those lines, reaching out to get help, whether it's using a mental health app that I had described, whether it's reaching out to the Department of Mental Health, it's important that folks who are connecting to friends, to families, to neighbors who they trust, or to get professional help if they're not feeling well. And I would say that's true, not just across the family. So, you know, we're all in this together. Families as units need to recognize the challenges, work together, and, you know, follow basic, I would say, approaches to dealing with things day to day, and also recognize that every day, if we have a purpose, if there's a goal for your day, and if you go about achieving that goal in a really simple fashion, you will not suffer the level of anxiety, the level of fear, and the level of kind of feeling lost that I think is really permeating the lives of so many.
Jonathan Sharon joining us, Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health. He's the director of the department. For individuals who call that county line, which is 800-854-7771, that's 800-854-7771. It's staffed 24/7. For people who call it, is there assistance that's provided even in that phone call? I mean, as opposed to just giving resources for other follow-up, can there be a sort of therapy light or some counseling delivered in that call?
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. What we're really trying to do is to provide real-time emotional support. You can imagine as the number of calls increases that it's a challenge for us to stand up enough resource. But so far, I believe we're doing a pretty good job. And if we're not, I want to hear about it. But that is the key. The key is that if someone really wants to process information, to talk to someone that's supportive, we the Department of Mental Health, are committed to providing that. We're also obviously able to make referrals. But I think that right now what we're trying to achieve is real-time solutions so that people are not isolated. And you can call it therapy light, you can call it what you'd like, but we are committed to providing it. And we're also standing up a very specific line for those who are at the most increased risk of trauma, you know, the frontline providers, the healthcare providers, not just in Los Angeles County and our 110,000+ staff, but throughout LA County, for folks, working in nursing homes, working in other hospitals, who are really faced with situations and decisions that are deeply troubling.
And when I use the term therapy light, I just want to be clear, that was not a pejorative. I've benefited from therapy light. I meant that in a very positive sense, that people could get some immediate acute help during a time when they're feeling alone or particularly in emotional distress. Jonathan Sharon, thank you so much. Really appreciate your being with us and sharing what resources your department is bringing to this huge undertaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it. Jonathan Sharon is director of Los Angeles County's Department of Mental Health. Again, that number, staff 24/7, 1-800-854-7771. The number is up on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Coming up, we talk with Lisa Napoli about her new book, Looking at the Origins of CNN, which is ready to turn 40 next week. We'll be back in 90 seconds.